This is a Collider.com audio interview.
I have to say, it's so cool seeing you guys here cheering her on. I mean, is that sort of the camaraderie that you guys have to show up and cheer for each other?
I mean, me, Jen, and Abby were training for 3 months before we even started filming, and Vanessa and Jamie came in for a month as well. And so we're just kind of like, I mean, it's bizarre. I thought five girls on a film together I was worried it could be
right, like
super bitchy, you know, and it's not like that at all. Like, Jen and I live together, and all of us, if I don't see one of them every day, I'll freak out. Like, I need it. Like, we see each other every weekend, and we're just kind of total sisterhood. I think it's because we train together, so like the first time you meet, like, sweating and crying and bleeding, and it like builds this like crazy bond. So
what's now, your character, you have to perform this character on several different levels of fantasy and reality, and then on top of all the physical stuff, it's extremely challenging.
I think for me, because it's my fantasy, there's no real differentiation in character in all the fantasy worlds. For the other people, I think maybe, you know, there's more of a difference, like for the girls being in the asylum and then being in the brothel, I think it's more different. But because it's from my point of view, I sort of get let off a little bit easy there.
Okay, but you do have a lot of physical and...
totally, yeah.
And the dancing and all that.
Well, I don't get to dance.
Oh, okay.
And right now, seeing this, I'm like brokenhearted that I don't get to dance because it just looks like so much fun. But every time I dance, that's when we get into the fantasy world. So, sorry about that. So if you ever saw me dancing, you'd be like... well, she's all right, but she's not good enough to send me into a trance, you know?
Each of the characters has a certain iconography that goes along with them. Mm-hmm. Did you have any input into that, and how do you feel about the schoolgirl aspect of what you have going on?
I love it. I mean, I kind of love that in terms of aesthetics, I'm the most innocent looking, but Baby's really kind of I don't want to say the toughest, because the girls are all tough in their own way, but I love the fact that it's this, like, total flip of what you would normally expect from that schoolgirl, really innocent. You know, she's totally, like, stoic and tough and, like, kind of angry, and it's just, like, I like that kind of juxtaposition. I think it's pretty cool.
I'm curious what this experience has been like for you. We've heard that you're on set every single day, and you have 0 days off.
Yeah, pretty much. It's been tiring and insane, but I just... it sounds cheesy, but it's the total truth that I just love everyone so much that it's not really been a problem. I mean, when I'm here by myself and the girls aren't here, I get tired a lot quicker. Like, when the girls are here, we can all kind of keep each other's energy up. But, like, Zach is just... I mean, you can see the set right now. It's like a fucking party. It's just so much fun here every day, so it's really not too much of a worry.
Are you hoping you can maintain that relationship with the girls once the shoot's done?
I mean, it's hard for me because I live in Australia and they all live in L.A., and, like, I've never wanted to move to L.A. until now. And now that they're all there, I'm kind of like, well, maybe I'll consider it. Because I just, like, I don't even want to think about it. Like, I don't even know what it's going to be like when I don't see them every day.
What was your first reaction hearing when you first got the script? Because this is clearly a role that is very unusual for an actor to get, so many different levels, fantasy, reality, and everything. So what was your first thing when you read the script?
It's like a dream come true, right? I mean, to get to do this kind of the crazy brothel world and then the fighting, and then there's actually some really intense, like, emotional stuff. It's like a total dream come true to be able to do it. I mean, I thought it was going to be difficult, but...
What's been the most challenging physical thing you've had to do? I mean, I noticed you've done wire work and all sorts of stuff like that.
Should we stop while they roll?
No, I think we're okay.
I think we're okay. I mean, learning to fight has been pretty hardcore. Like, I was never... I remember when I first came in for training, they were like, so how often do you go to the gym? I was like, what is a gym? Like, I don't even... like, I've never, ever worked out in my life. And, so, yeah, the whole... just learning to fight. When you... I mean, if there's APK footage of us when we first started learning our martial arts, I was awful. I was, like, rubbish. So it's kind of... it's been pretty challenging.
And how long did it take you to get to the point where you could fire a good one out, like,